Unit 12. The Structure of the Universe, 2. Lecture. Professor Coleman straightens his tie and readies presentation software on a notebook computer. So let's talk about our location. Where are we exactly? Well, of course, we are in Japan. Japan is on the planet Earth. Earth is in the solar system. The solar system consists of the Earth, other planets, moons, and various other objects which revolve around the sun. Let's take a trip. If we travel into space away from the Earth, we can take a look behind us and see the inner solar system. As we continue to travel, we look back again, and now we can see the entire, both the inner and outer solar system. The inner planets are much closer to the sun and much closer to each other than the outer planets. Our solar system is not close to anything else, so as we move further away from it, we see mostly empty space. We are very small and very alone. As we move even further away from our solar system, we can finally view some other star systems. The star which is closest to Earth is called Proxima Centauri. It is a part of Alpha Centauri, a system of three stars which are near each other. However, these stars are only visible from the southern hemisphere of the Earth. The closest and brightest star we can see from our location in Japan is called Sirius. Alpha Centauri is 4.37 light-years away. It would take the space shuttle approximately 165,000 years to travel to these stars, our closest neighbors. Scientists believe that there may be planets in the Alpha Centauri star system which harbor life, but it's impossible to go and investigate. Sometimes, people say that they don't believe that aliens exist, because if there really were aliens, they would visit us. But in reality, there could easily be millions, even billions of different types of creatures living all over the universe. The problem is distance. We definitely can't get to them, and they probably can't get to us.